So I just listened to an audiobook about the guy who killed the guy who killed Lincoln, is the name of it. And it is about...
He killed Booth.
Okay, got it.
So it's about Edwin Booth, and then the guy that actually chased down and killed, or was part of the group that captured and killed John Wilkes Booth.
Okay.
The whole Booth family is insane.
Oh.
Super crazy.
Wait, so Booth was killed by a Booth?
No, no.
Oh.
No. He was Edwin was his brother. Edwin was the greatest actor of their
yes,
time.
Yes, 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 yes.
Apparently, John Wilkes was actually just a hack.
That's what
not
I've
a good actor. Mm-hmm. Also, just not a good person in general. Of course, you know, he did murder the president.
That's quite an assumption to make.
Yeah, I always forget how young he was when he did that, by the way. He's like 26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which seems like, yeah. Oh, it seems like you should be older to kill presidents. I don't know.
Keep that in. What age should you be, Neil?
About 49.
Almost 50. No. Wait a minute.
How old am I today?
Interpretively. But no, like the father, Junius, Edwin and John's dad was like a raging alcoholic from England, came over, was a big actor during the time, but was like super crazy. Walked off a stage one day in like a fit and stripped off his clothes and started walking naked to his next town. Like lots of crazy shit. Like
keep Alliance beautiful.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. But it was like, wow, no one saw this coming. Yeah. They were just nuts.
But there was like a posse that went after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they found him and killed him before he ever had a trial or anything.
Well, the barn caught on fire. They set the barn on fire to run him
out. Hadn't he? Trying to get away.
He broke his leg when he jumped off of the stage.
Right.
But then this guy, and I can't remember the other guy's name, said that he shot Booth through a hole in the barn, which I don't think has ever been substantiated. But
I thought Booth hanged.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, was there a hole in the barn before he shot?
Yeah, like through a...
He just shot and made a hole in the barn.
Yeah. Yeah, but the hole came first, then Booth died.
Right, from the bullet.
Yeah. The magic bullet, yeah.
It was a hole about yay big.
I didn't kill him. It was the hole in the barn that did.
I shot him through a hole in his body.
Yes.
I was just shooting the barn. He got in the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Stupid barn. But yeah, I mean, if you ever get a chance to read that, it is insane.
Hmm.
Like all the craziness of all of those people. Like the dude that they're writing about castrated himself.
The guy that called
Wait,
him.
What?
He castrated before or after?
Before, long before.
Wait, who castrated himself?
The guy who killed the guy who killed, no, the guy who killed Booth. Who
purported so he
to,
was crazy too?
Oh yeah, everybody's crazy.
What was happening?
So he was a hat maker, and back then hat makers.
Mercury.
Yeah, yep.
Mercury. Oh.
So he was crazy.
Yeah, he was the literal Mad Hatter.
That is bizarre. Mm-hmm.
Actual literal this time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't just say literal. You got to say actual literal.
Yeah. Okay. I mean that. I meant to use that word. I know what it means. Literal.
Literally the literal.
You've just witnessed the execution of Abraham Lincoln.
You just witnessed the castration of the man who killed the man who killed Lincoln.
Yes. Why didn't they write a book called The Castration of the Man Who Killed the Man Who Killed Lincoln?
Because it was quick and easy. Because he got like flustered. Was lusting, and then went up to his room and hacked his balls off with a knife.
Oh, it's his balls. Okay.
Oh, so we left the penis, but just
I have a different vision now.
That's castration.
Oh
no, wait. The other is too, there, right?
Okay, so what's it called when you just chop off the penis and leave the balls?
A mistake.
Crazy.
I think that's called the turkey gobbler.
Hold on. I always thought that meant you cut off your dick.
It's technically the balls because when you castrate farm animals, you're
I'm glad we're having this
really?
Conversation.
Hold on, really?
That's my understanding.
Farm animals too?
I am seriously glad we're having this conversation because I always get it confused because I think that it is cutting off the penis.
Right.
But then I know like the castrato singer, that's how I always remember that it's cutting off the balls. But then if that is true, then I don't know what cutting off the penis is called.
Right.
I think it's... Cutting either of them off counts as a castration.
So neuter and spay is what you do when you cut off the balls or tie the tubes of an animal. So that's why I always thought that's what that meant when you lost your balls, but castration was something different.
I mean, there's no reason to cut off your penis and just leave the balls, right?
It seems like that would be ultra frustrating, right?
I think you would take it all if you took the
yeah,
one.
That, there's just
but
no
you still
reason.
Have all the desire and urge, but no capacity.
Yeah, you just hate yourself. I mean, you do if you did that.
This, well, I mean, yeah. this is more of a show crotch. It's not functional. Oh, God. It's more of a work of art.
Oh. It's an interpretive penis.
It's a roadside attraction.
Interpretive penis.
Interpretive penis.
Are you looking up castration?
No,
no. Penectomy is the surgery to remove part or all of the penis.
No, oh, that's a science surgery, word.
No, we're talking homemade.
Yeah.
Grassroots.
Rusty. Some kind of rusty tool. Scissors that weren't meant for that.
Hack. If the verb is hack, what was...
So you're turning people into eunuchs is what you're doing.
Yes.
But I can't find out what the...
I think it's a universal term.
Wait, eunuch doesn't have a penis?
No.
Correct.
Do they have balls?
No.
So that's where you take it off.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
Okay.
I tend to be in your area as well. It's just like if you're removing anything,
yeah,
it's castration.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm getting on a list. I'm typing up meaning of castration. I'm just telling my family here publicly. I'm just doing this.
Castration in China meant the severing of the penis in addition to the testicles.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
That's the whole thing.
Just in China.
Just in China.
Those. Yeah, but they're the OGs of castration.
After which, male offenders were sentenced to work in the palace as eunuchs. The punishment was called, quote, palace punishment, since castrated men would be enslaved to work in the harem of the palace. It was also called, this is spelled F-U-X-I-N-G.
Fucking.
Fuxing. Husbands who committed adultery were punished with castration as required under this law.
What about gelding?
That's into a horse.
It's apparently just a male animal. It's to castrate a male animal. It's also to geld it. Mm-hmm. It looks like that's also just the testicles.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Emasculation is
the
removal.
Gelding sounds like something nice.
That's gilding.
If someone had just randomly come to me and was like, hey, Keith, would you like to be gelded? I was like, well, sounds prestigious.
It's one letter away from gilded, which means just to cover in gold.
Yeah.
So like that's why it's probably like.
Effectively geld, I suppose.
Yeah. A gold member. It's covered in gold.
Emasculation is the removal of both the penis and the scrotum, including the testicles.
What? No, leave the testicles out, hanging on the outside with no scrote.
It differs from castration, which is the removal of the testicles only, although the terms are sometimes used interchangeably. The potential medical consequences of emasculation are more extensive than those associated with castration, as the removal of the penis gives rise to a unique series of complications.
Yeah.
There are a range of religious, cultural, punitive, and personal reasons why someone may have chosen to emasculate themselves or another person. Consensual emasculation may be seen as a form of body modification that enhances a recipient's identification with their community or sense of self. Okay, so that is someone who does not identify as the sex they're born with. Okay. Non-consensual emasculation, such as those performed punitively or accidentally, may constitute genital mutilation.
That's a broad term.
So aren't you just getting bobbited if they're just like...
That's what it's called.
That bobbited.
Being bobbited.
That's the word we were looking for.
If it's just penis removal.
Because that's all she took off, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She just... Okay. There's the answer.
With scissors, right?
Yes.
Scissors.
Was it scissors?
I'd wake up, I think. I've never had scissors that sharp.
Apparently he woke up and it was gone. He didn't realize it. He didn't wake up when it happened.
What? That's not what woke him up?
Isn't that the story?
Yeah.
He like woke up and he was like, oh no, it's gone.
I just have a show crotch. He had to search it up.
I have an interpretive crotch.
He had to search it up and see what he had.
She cut it off and literally threw it out the window.
Penectomy? That's not what I have. That's the surgical term. What happened to me?
Oh no, I'm going to be a term. There is no term.
It's going to call him after me. I'm going to be bobbited. Gah! Me and Lou Gehrig.
Oh, man, a lot of people are going to talk about this.
There's not even a name for it.
This is so embarrassing.
That's what woke him up was the shame, not the pain.
Maybe I'll get a porno out of it.
We cut to a knock at Mr. Jenkins' door. Mr. Jenkins, we're from the town's been annexed. There's growth everywhere.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have to cut down some of the shrubbery around your house. Apparently, a small penis was thrown into it.
Oh, no. That's why I didn't want to live in the city. All these flying dicks.
The crime rate was zero, and then all of a sudden, someone got. We'll figure out a name for it later. His name's Bobbitt, but
I moved out of Phoenix for the same reason. Damn it!
Oh, he got Bobbitted. Oh,
yeah.
That's like one of my favorite jokes in the world from Kingpin. It's like, you know, I don't want to get Munsoned out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
His last name becomes a term for royally being screwed. Don't get bobbited, kids.
Bibbity bobbity boo.
Hey,
you've just tolerated another episode of Small Town News.
You've tolerated getting your dick chopped off.
How will you do with the shame?
I know that you are bleeding profusely and wriggling in pain, but what would you call this? This just happened to you.
What's the first word that came to your mind?
We figured we'd ask you first. If you've got any quips.
Hello, 911. I don't know how to describe what has happened to me.
Sir, you may have been castrated.
No. The balls are there.
You might maybe gelded.
No, I'm not covered in gold.
Oh, here it is. Peenect to me.
I'm sorry, sir, what's your last name real quick, sir?
Yes, that's what happened to you.
That's what
henceforth.
Happened.
Call Webster's. We've got a new word.
I don't know how this happened. I woke up in a room. There's a strange man riding a tricycle in loops around me.
He said he's my bear daddy. And I'm cold.
So if your name has been turned into a definition for something, have you been Webstered?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because I guess Webster was the guy's name.
I like that.
We should write all these words down.
We should record them.
Yeah.
If only there was some record.
Yes.